patients.
I think so.
I will record this pretty soon. But gentlemen, I'd just like to say that this symposium that I gathered together has now erased the hate between you two. Because you've had such
such
a nice, lovely little situation. Yeah. I've gathered together through my incessant leaflet laying down and my insistence. Yes, but only because of how often I've put things together.
Let's be serious. I'm just a rookie in this hate game.
Let's talk about this for a second. What do you hate most? Just in life in general.
The idea that there is hate at all. I hate the abstract idea of hate in itself.
Really? That's the one thing that you hate the most.
It's kind of paradoxical, but I really hate hate.
Okay.
That's the main thing. I love everything else. What's your problem?
Everything else.
Everything. Everything was once a small child being reared at its mother's knee. And that's lovable.
So you love Osama bin Laden?
He was once a small child.
So you love him?
In a way. I'm not one of those guys.
Zach
who's
loves
like,
Osama bin Laden.
If I found Osama, I would, you know, do this to him. I fully believe I couldn't do anything to anyone unless they were personally trying to harm
You'd love
my
on
family.
Him.
I'd love all over him.
Yeah.
I'd try to help him.
Help him, like...
I say those gentlemen over there...
You tried to convert him to Christianity, probably.
I don't think I'm a very good proselytizer. I don't think that I would...
Because you've tried before.
I've tried with people, yeah. And it generally didn't work very well. I don't think. I just think
unsolicitedly? Like you...
No, I try to make it at least so that it's kind of solicited. You lay the groundwork for it to be solicited.
And you're like, let me talk to you about Jesus for a while.
I've never said a creepy phrase like that. But in essence, yeah. And I'm very bad at it. I'm not a good Christian, I don't believe.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously though, doesn't every Christian think they're not a very good Christian? Isn't that part of being a Christian to not think you're a very good Christian?
I don't know.
It's more of a Catholic thing, which is sort of a
Catholic thing.
The guilt. I think you do pretty good, you know, because you seem like that's something that you take seriously. But you don't need to tell other people about it.
A lot of people tell me, "No, you're a great Christian because you." You don't tell me about your beliefs, and you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you're cool about this and that. And all I hear
that's just saying you're not obnoxious.
No, and all I hear when they say that is you're failing at being a Christian, and that's why I like you. And I'm like, oh, great.
So, do you think you're a good person?
No.
Oh damn, that ruined my whole argument.
No, I'm not a good person.
Who do you think is a good person? Someone you know personally.
I don't know anyone personally who's a really good person. I think...
Really?
No, I believe some people
Everybody
are.
That you know, including everybody
no,
in your family...
No, I feel like my grandparents were really good people. I think my...
That's just nostalgia.
No, I really do feel like some people... Like, they were extremely selfless. And I feel like my dad is extremely selfless. And that he's sacrificed any number of... enjoyable things in his life to better his family.
So selflessness makes you a good person.
I believe so. As a human thing, I think selflessness is the number one thing. Self-sacrifice, selflessness, yeah. Just like in Speed Racer.
Don't you think that a certain amount of selfishness is required in order to gain a better capacity for selflessness?
I don't think that's required at all. I think whether or not you understand its selflessness is irrelevant. All that matters is the objective effect it has on other people.
But can you have more of an effect on other people if you have more power to have more effect on other people?
No. Whether or not you have more power is something in someone's mind. If you have... exerted an effort to do something for others with no regard for yourself, that's just as important as whether or not you succeed.
If you're so selfless to the point that you're homeless and you have no money and you have no nothing and you're just, well, nothing instead of right. no nothing, you have very little ability to really...
But if you got to that by giving what you had to others so that they could live better or they could do something better or they could... live at all, then you've already succeeded and you've already done the most selfless thing you could possibly do.
I see. I disagree with that.
So you think you should put yourself in a position to be able to do it until you die at full capacity, like intelligently. What if people don't have the intelligence to do it? What if they don't have the capacity for that?
Do it at their capacity, and that would be being.
What if that's someone's capacity?
Then that's being a good person.
Right, I agree with that.
Yeah.
No, if someone is industrious enough and smart enough, and and has the ability to get something together so they can start organizations and get to a good point so they can get other people to a good point, more power to them. You know, Bill Gates, I'm sure he didn't start out thinking that, you know, one day I'm going to be so rich that I can be charitable for the rest of my life.
I mean, there's situations where you can.
I think it's by accident.
You can do something negative to a certain person in order to do something positive for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people, right?
Right.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
So you're talking about like killing Hitler to make sure that a bunch of Jews don't die.
I'm not. I'm
if you knew that was going to happen, sure, but you wouldn't. I mean, I don't think anyone who willfully does something that does someone harm and that accidentally helps a bunch of other people. I don't think that.
I'm kind of more talking about like in a business sense, like if you're running a business and you have like part of I think part of the. I wouldn't even use the word moral obligation, but I think sort of is to your employees to have them have work and you know make their lives better and so forth.
Your goal as a businessman has nothing to do with that. Your ultimate goal has to be the growth of your business. It has to be that's a contradiction in terms to actually think you're going to help people as well. If it's some sort of nonprofit thing where you're just barely getting by, but everything
else you make goes toward something. I think this is a subtle.
I think you're trying to drag capitalism into this, and has nothing to do with being a good person.
See, that's where I think you're wrong. I mean, there's a subtle distinction there. I mean, you're not. You are. First of all, they're tied to debt together. You're.
They don't have to be.
What, capitalism and being a good person?
Yeah. They don't have to be.
Well, no, if you're in a different system.
Why does it matter what system you're in? You give effort. The only thing that matters in life, as Ian Wells knows this, is effort. If you have to stop the filming of Humboldt County to go see your dying grandfather in Cincinnati, you do that because the effort is what matters. It doesn't matter if the guy's going to be dead and won't remember it in 5 days, or that you remembered it because you think you did it and made you feel better. What matters is the effort you put forward to try to do something for others without your own welfare in mind.
Have you ever done something that your close people disagreed with, but in the long run you thought was beneficial to them?
Probably not.
No? Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
If I've ever done that, it's probably because I really did have selfish reasons for it. If multiple people disagree with something I'm doing and I continue to do it anyway, it's got to be because I feel like it's going to benefit me.
I've done things like that for non-selfish reasons, and they could be called selfish reasons, but I don't think they are.
Do you want me to pat you on the back now or later?
Now's probably best.
Ian, can you pat him on the back for me?
No, I'm just arguing the point. It just seems like a short-term definition of being.
Why does
a good
it matter
person.
If it's short or long-term?
Long term is more important.
Why is quantity more important than quality? That's a capitalist idea.
Quantity is more important than quality because quantity gives you the opportunity to have more quality.
Why does that matter?
Because it's more quality.
Why do you have to plan for what may or may not happen in the future? Why can't you just do the best to do what you can in the moment?
Because it's more intelligent to plan.
Why does intelligence have anything to do with doing something selflessly? Intelligence shouldn't factor into that.
Why not?
The will to do something without yourself involved should be completely divorced from whether or not you can plan, scheme to do it multiple times in the future.
That's just silly.
Like, maybe I should hold back on this helping now so I can help many more people in the future. If you thought that way, that's not thinking selflessly. That's thinking like, you know, that's like more of a communist idea. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Utilitarianism.
if you can help one person now, I think you have to take that opportunity. I mean, I don't do it. That's why I think I'm not a good person. But ideally, that's what I would like to do. I don't even know if I would like to do it. I just think that's the right thing.
Well, it gets into the whole universality thing. I mean, like, if everybody did that, that would work fine.
Everybody's irrelevant. Everybody may not exist outside you.
That's what's selfish about your take on this situation is that...
It's not selfish. The idea is...
It's selfish because you think that your selflessness in a little tiny little situation...
At the very least.
Makes some big deal, even though it doesn't, because you're looking at such a small picture. And you're ignoring the big picture to look at the small picture, and that's just being, you know...
It's living in the moment. It's doing something selfless when you can. What if you don't have an opportunity in the future? What if you screwed up because you were planning for the future?
Then you were at least trying. You were trying to do something good.
Wouldn't it be better to succeed at doing something good?
No.
In that situation?
No.
Why not?
Because it would be cowardice.
Why does that matter? Why does your cowardice should have any effect on another person? If selflessness has everything to do with the object and not the subject, then why does what you feel or what happens to you or what you amount to in that situation have to do with anything? If the outcome is what's important. The outcome has everything to do with the object.
The outcome in the short term is what you're talking about. You're not defining these things properly. You're talking about...
The outcome of someone getting
helped. The outcome of one little short term, somebody being helped with something.
Yeah.
Compared to some long term thinking that has a better, you know, if thought out properly, potential of helping, you know, in a better way.
What's a better way?
Just more help.
What is more help?
More help is more. I mean, you want me to get some kind of abstract, specific, hypothetical thing to it?
Abstract's not specific.
Well, hypothetical. I mean,
you getting this, Ian?
I would just do both.
Yeah. See, there you go.
I know people that try to help people. Since he's recording, I'm not going to say any specifics, but...
Is it Ian?
No, it's not Ian, obviously.
I just thought, man. He tries to help people.
They are in no position to really help people.
Mm-hmm.
They need to help themselves so they can help people more later.
Why?
Because it's you know, they're capable of giving this much help.
Isn't that enough?
It's not enough.
Why? Why isn't whatever you can give now enough?
Enough compared to what? It's a relative term.
Exactly, it's a relative term. So why can't you just give whenever you can give whatever you can give?
You can. It's stupid, is what I'm saying.
Why is that stupid?
Because you could do more easily.
You couldn't do more now.
No, you couldn't.
So why isn't now more important than later?
Later is the future. It's always more important.
But later becomes now, and then there's more laters. So you keep holding everything off, and you never reach that. Then what happened?
Okay, I was mistaken when I said later is more important than now. What I meant is
the right now, right?
No, that's not what I meant at all.
You get there, and you know. You feel it right.
No, be quiet.
Women's teeth crack. You take them to all-night dentists.
You can get to a point where you can contribute consistently, and you can actually do it. I know people that have gone into debt because they've given money to other people, like not lent them money, like given money to certain people,
mm-hmm.
for certain things to be charitable.
Right.
And then they have no money and they can't pay their rent, like situations like that, like to be nice.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know, maybe you should, you know.
That's the ultimate sacrifice. That's selflessness.
No, it's not.
That's good.
It's not. It's very selfish behavior, I think.
How is that selfish behavior?
Because they could very easily take that money, build themselves up to a position where they can give way more than that money.
What if you regretted the situation that you didn't give that money then? What if something bad happened to that person and you were never able to help them? Have you ever watched Groundhog Day? Have you ever seen Groundhog Day?
The Groundhog Day.
Remember when the old guy keeps dying over and over?
Yeah.
And he wonders why he can't do anything.
You just pick your nose?
I scratched it.
You picked your nose.
There's nothing here.
Yes, you wiped it on your leg, probably.
You want to check my leg? Check this out.
No, the other leg.
You want? Hey, check it. Check it all, man. Get deep in here. Get down in there. You'll end up with a victory milk all over your face.
You're obviously not getting the point.
You're obviously not getting the point.
No, I understand the point thoroughly.
No, I understand the point thoroughly.
I think it's your bizarre, you know, religious.
Bizarro?
It's your bizarre religious thing.
This has nothing to do with my religion.
I think it does.
It has nothing to do with my religion.
It's silly on its face. It's inefficient.
Efficiency has nothing to do with helping anyone who is in need of help at that moment.
That's one of the more stupid things I've ever heard.
That can't be possibly true.
I spoke before you said the word in the moment. So, okay, yes, you're right.
You spoke well after I said in the moment.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Ian?
See? He just did the George nod. George Costanza.
The record will show that I spoke before you said that. But anyway,
I'll bet anything. He rewinds this thing. He listens to it. I finished the entire sentence, and then you spoke.
How much you want to bet?
Cutler.
For what? Like for five?
Defense.
I'll just give you Cutler?
You can afford defenses. Otherwise, I get Cutler. Yeah, no, what I'm saying is you get my defense, I get Cutler. I don't want Cutler. I'll give him back to you. Here's what Groundhog Day taught me. Are you ready? The guy just ends up dying, right? Every time. Yet he doesn't stop trying to help him. Because in the end, if the guy tried, he didn't help. That would stick with him the rest of his life. Maybe that is a selfish thing, that you'd be stuck with that guilt. I don't know. But maybe guilt is a thing that lets us know that we should have helped when we didn't. You know? If you have the opportunity to aid someone in a way that could help them in any way, at any moment, shouldn't you take that opportunity?
Shouldn't you try to build yourself into a position where you're able to have as much opportunity as possible to help as many people as possible?
If you push it off for that long and try to build what you can into that,
this sounds like
some sort of bad Chinese.
This sounds like
proverb.
A false choice that you're presenting.
A false choice.
It is a false choice. You're saying you either don't help people or
you don't help people in the moment, or you do. That's number
not,
one.
Not necessarily.
That's number one.
Not necessarily.
So if you choose. You don't right there because you have a different reason. You want to build it up.
You prioritize.
And then the second opportunity comes along. You don't help there either because you haven't built up enough. Third and fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Let's say you didn't help 100 people because you were saving up so you could help 100 people later. Why is the value of those 100 people later higher than the 100 people you skipped to get to that point?
I mean, like, do you even like know how like stuff works? Answer it. Why
is the value of the 100 people you were planning on helping later higher than the value of the 100 people you skipped to get to that point?
Because you can help 100 people now and you couldn't help 100 people before. So it's valuable because you can actually help these people when you can't help the other people.
What would you feel for the 100 people that died in the streets because you didn't help them?
Probably some sort of sorrow if I cared about them.
You've completely defeated your whole argument here. You just sound stupid. It sounds completely and utterly just retarded. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you skip any opportunity to help people if you can? I mean, and this is coming from someone who routinely does that because I don't believe I'm a good person. I think I'm a bad person because I skip any opportunity I can.
Well, what kind of opportunities do you skip to help people?
I see people who need money. I don't know if they need it for drugs or if they actually need money.
Right. So you don't give them money.
I'll go past that. Okay. I've done it before.
What other?
A few times I've done it, and then people have ended up telling me they're going to, you know, buy booze with it or whatever.
What other opportunities do you miss?
People have asked me for help. It's something as simple as like moving or with money or with something.
So money's the two out of three things you said.
Sure. In that case, yeah. I mean, if you have money, I mean, you already have the means to do much more than the actual money is worth. But I end up not doing it. I mean, I need money so I can buy a Four Loko you know, pay something that I don't need, like the cable bill or something like that, you know?
So how money works, and I'll explain this to you because you don't understand it, is that you make enough money to where you can
So, and but I mean, to get to that point, you have to skip over a whole bunch of opportunities like that. So you already completely defeated it again. Like, you don't understand how this works at all, obviously.
No, you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
You get to a point where you can give away
money. Leaving corpses in your wake to get
money.
There, right?
Money.
Sure.
Well, corpses in your wake.
I mean, that's how capitalism works.
As if there's some moral responsibility for somebody else. Like,
it's not a responsibility. Responsibility has nothing to do with it. That's the whole point of selflessness. It's not a responsibility. It's something you willingly do because you have the opportunity to do it.
I mean, just let me finish my point. Like, say you can go for 5 years, you could have just given away all the money you had and you could never go anywhere. Or for 5 years, you could build up and then you could get to a point where you could give away money and just still have tons of money the whole time and just keep giving away money your whole life.
Right.
And give away lots of money and start giving away more money for the rest of your life. Or you could go 5 years and you can give away all the money you have, never have any money, never have any money, keep giving, never have any money.
Yeah.
Never have any money to give anybody.
Right.
Which one's given more?
The first one.
Bullshit.
Because that's mathematically
retarded.
Mathematically, you're getting 100% of the people who have the opportunity. Mathematically, the other one is retarded. Mathematically, 100% of the people you can help, you're helping.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Do you even know how math works? Obviously not. You skip people, so you're O for whatever for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you help a bunch of other people, so you're a smaller percentage. That's math. The smaller percentage is not worth as much as the bigger percentage, the 100%. Right? You can agree on that.
Per capita.
You're not misunderstanding my point too, are you?
I already said my piece.
Wow.
Until you understand how math works, you're not going to get this.
I understand how math works. I understand
obviously
math
not.
Better,
you
better
don't get
than
this.
You do.
You don't get this, though. One person needs help. You don't give it to them. You're 0 for 1.
The $5.
Yeah,
that
you're 0
need,
for 1.
That they need for some stupid reason.
What if it's a good reason? You don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
So you're 0 for 1 there.
Yeah. So then five years down the line, you can start giving out thousands of dollars to different people.
Why does the amount matter?
It's more effective.
If $5 helps someone live an extra day, then why isn't that help right then important?
I didn't say it wasn't important.
Well, if you're just going to let them die because they don't get it, then why is that?
It defeats your ability to get to a point where you can help.
Who cares about
more
your ability?
The people you're going to help in the future cares about it.
What does the future matter? What if you don't get to the future?
What does the future
what if you get
matter?
Hit by a car and you're saving up money and it never goes anywhere? And
what,
gets
if,
to your,
what if? What if? What if? What if? What if?
Gets
what
yourself, if? Exactly. What ifs? What ifs is all of life. All of life is what ifs, except for what you can do right now. That's life.
That's just short term. That's all I'm saying.
That's life. That's how it works.
You're thinking short term. And
I mean, if everything is going to go exactly how you plan in the future, more power to you. I mean, you've got an ability that no one else on Earth has ever had.
It's not exactly how I planned it, but it's damn close.
Some stuff will come up.
It's damn close.
You're not going to be able to do it.
It's damn close. Because you think about it.
But it's not going
to If you don't think about it because you think everything's short term, then
all life is variables. It's not going to happen. What you can do now is all you can do now, and you can make it happen, that's the only power you have in the world.
That's wrong.
It's not wrong.
You think that you can't control your future in some sense at all? Obviously, I'm not saying
you can try, sure, but it has nothing to do with if you controlling your future is 1% of everything of all the variables and everything else is 99, how does that help you? You don't know if you're going to get sick. You don't know if anyone in your family is going to get sick. You don't know if an accident is going to happen. You don't know if the world economy is going to collapse. You don't know if anything, billions of things could happen. But you have the opportunity at one moment, before all that stuff could or could not happen, to help one person in one little thing. And you skip that because you might be able to do something against the odds
not
in
might,
the future?
Not might. Not
yes, might.
No.
Against, yes, always.
What?
It's so dumb. You have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow, much less how much money you're going to save and give exactly
the idea
the
of no clue is an exaggeration. And you have to admit
it's
that.
Realistic.
Otherwise, you're being stupid.
It's realistic.
It's not realistic.
It's completely realistic.
You're suggesting that me being hit by a car is more likely than me not being hit by a car.
No. But you
That's
being hit
stupid.
By a car, plus you falling out of a plane, plus a fire happening in your house, yeah. plus every other possible
So the fact that, the fact that I've
happen.
Got up, gone to work every day for the last forever is just every day of
but
it.
You don't know
it,
what
it,
kind
it,
of variables it, happened that changed the course of what could have happened, right?
I know some of them, but not all of them, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So
I do know that, that some of the plans that I have made for the long term have actually come to fruition.
How many of all the plans you've ever made in your life have come to fruition?
The important ones. Well, some of the important ones.
It's impossible. Exactly. So what you're saying is, you know, some of the times it works out and some of the times it doesn't. So if you have the opportunity to do something and know it's actually going to make an effect right then, why wouldn't you take that? It makes no sense to procrastinate. It makes no sense to plan for something that may or may not happen. You have 100% now or question mark later. What do you think of Speed Racer?
I didn't care for it.
That should be the Speed Racer podcast.